Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It's 10:38. This is WGN Radio. Is that Daniel Hoob Schmann, who's on another phone line and is going to help us with something else here, the corporate executive chef at Gibson's Restaurant Group? Hey, Daniel, it's John. You're on WGN Radio. How are you? Good morning.
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on this morning. Appreciate it.
What is Gibson's doing? You guys obviously aren't seating people, and so I guess you're doing as best you can with carryout, huh?
Yeah, obviously no patrons in the restaurants right now, but we are full speed ahead on taking care of feeding people at home, bringing the Gibson's experience into your dining room.
So
we're doing family meals, steaks. You know, you can buy steaks that are cook at home ready. If you want to do that, go ahead, John. Sorry.
No, quite all right. You're the guest. I'm happy to hear whatever you have to say. I was thinking, okay, so are you in your capacity still cooking, or are you managing? Do you still get around the kitchen, and do you get to do that stuff?
You know, unfortunately, I don't get to cook as much as I like to. In the restaurants anymore, recently, you know, with the current economic climate, I find myself washing dishes. So, you know, I call it getting back to the roots.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love all of it. You know, it's what it's all about. So when the opportunity does arise, I do like to bang it out in the kitchen for sure.
I was on the Honey Bake Ham, or my wife and I were on the Honey Bake Ham website, and they were sold out. And this was about a week ago. You just couldn't get them. And I thought, well, I wonder if folks are going to go to the grocery store, or they're going to cobble together something, because I can't go eat in at Gibson's. And maybe I can't even find a ham at the grocery store. And I was just wondering, with or without a ham, do you have any recipes or tips or ideas for people that are going to be cooking at home this weekend?
Sure. Well, you know, for cooking at home, there's a lot of different things you could do. I think the most important tip is to plan and prepare in advance. We call it mise en place, everything in place, right? So, you know, the more you can do on Friday and Saturday before Sunday arrives, the better your day will be on Sunday. Some things I think that are easy to do if you want to take the brunch approach: frittata, quiche. You know, you can do sweet and savory versions of that. Crepes, savory, sweet. You can prep the crepes the day before and then just quickly warm them in a pan to serve them, and serve those with fresh berries or everybody loves Nutella. Well, maybe not everybody, but I think the majority of the population. That always works well. French toast is a fantastic thing to do in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, and you can go in 1,000 directions with that, you know, from berries to bananas to chocolate to caramel to nuts to dried fruit. So you can do a lot of different things. And you set that up in a pan after you've kind of done a quick sear on the flat top or in your fry pan at home. And then when it's time to feed everybody, you pop it in the oven at 375, 400 for 5-10 minutes, and you've got hot, tasty French toast. So that's a nice one. And fresh fruit. You know, I think we're all trapped inside right now, and we get kind of lulled into this world of not eating the most healthy things. So fresh fruit would be a great thing to put out, and you can make your own elaborate display if you want at home.
So you do French toast a little different than I do. I mean, I just, you know, dip my bread in the yolk and the milk, and then I fry it all the way through. But you kind of sear it and then bake it, right?
Well, that's advanced preparation. You know, if you want to not go through the fuss of having your egg batter ready to go and then standing at the stove, searing off French toast to order, you can do it in advance. You could do 10 pieces and put it in the casserole and then heat it up when you're ready to go. And it works well. You know, the egg reacts in the oven and it kind of fluffs up. So it's a great way to do it.
This is, I should have had this conversation with you years ago. let's pick it up here in just a minute. It's 10:43, and this is WGN.
To most, it's just another sidewalk or parking lot. But to Robert R. Andreas and Sons, it's a work of art, perfectly paved with attention to detail. Andreas and Sons, a family-owned Chicagoland business with the experience to handle any job. Patios, stairs, foundations, driveways, loading docks, warehouse floors. Andreas and Sons does it all. Commercial, industrial, or residential. If your project requires concrete or asphalt, then you need to contact the experts. Andreas and Sons. For a free estimate, call 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or just visit AndreasConstruction.com. Robert R. Andreas and Sons, general contractors specializing in high-quality professional concrete and asphalt solutions since 1956. Call 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or visit AndreasConstruction.com.
Tough Shed takes on the fight with COVID-19. Recently, local medical facilities have taken delivery of Tough Shed buildings to use as COVID-19 testing stations. More durable than tents, Tough Sheds provide a sturdy structure for testing stations or other structures essential for public health and safety. With a manufacturing facility in Franklin Park, Tough Shed is capable of building and installing many more such custom structures. If you're a facility interested in utilizing their resources, call 708-701-1639. That's 708-701-1639.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Navigating the stock market can be pretty scary when you retire. Some investors choose annuities, which seem to take the risk out of investing. But Fisher Investments says, watch out. Annuities don't always provide the safety they promise. You can't take a chance. If you have $500,000 or more, call 1-800-885-7733 for Fisher's free guide, Annuity Insights. It answers the annuity questions you should ask. 1-800-885-7733.
Daniel Hoopsman's on a phone line, the corporate executive chef at Gibson's Restaurant Group. We asked him for some Easter ideas, and he said some things you could do in advance. You could make the quiche, get those ready, a frittata. Brenda loves to make frittatas at our house. He said you could get the crepes, you could get those ready in advance. The way he described cooking a French toast sounded both economical in terms of time, but tasty too. And don't forget a fresh fruit display. By the way, Daniel, so when you say the Gibson's Restaurant Group, what is in that? Is that just Gibson's Steakhouses, or are there other restaurants as well?
Yeah, so we have Lux Bar, Gibson's Steakhouse, obviously, Gibson's Italia. Cortino is in the fold. Hugo's Frog Bar out in Naperville. And we're all offering Easter meals. We have different versions at the different restaurants. Gibson's is offering a grass-fed Australian prime rib. It's a 4-pounder. We'll send it out with sides and dessert for you and salad, so you don't have to worry about doing it yourself at home. We are also offering that uncooked, so if you want to come in and have a cook-at-home ready piece of prime rib, we'll send that home with you, and a bottle of our Gibson's roasting salt. Lux Bar is doing a smoked pork loin with choice of sides, and of course desserts included with that. And Cortino is doing pans of pasta and salads, and you know, we have all different options for you. And if you want a bucket of fried chicken, Lux Bar will do that for you as well. So there's a lot of different things happening, and they're all on our website, GibsonSteakhouse.com. You get on there, and you know, we do have some prime ribs left. We are getting updates by the minute from our private dining events manager, and they're going fast. But you know, if you want us to do it for you, we will.
What's the best way to cook a? Is it a slice of prime rib or is it the whole roast? And how do you recommend people cook that?
Right. So we're sending home a 4-pound whole roast. Right. It's boneless, beautiful. If you're going to cook it yourself at home, my suggestion is you season it well, liberally. You know, I think people go really light on the seasoning. Well, go for it. It's a huge piece of meat, so let's get some flavor into it. You're going to crank your oven up to about 450. Pop the roast in the oven for about 15 to 20 minutes, and then drop the oven down to 325 and let it go for about oh, I would say about an hour, hour and a half, but have a meat thermometer, right? You want to verify the temperature that you're getting to in the middle. If you're a medium rare person, you probably want to be around 115, medium 125, 130, and then, you know, up from there. Definitely have a meat thermometer.
Yeah, don't tell people how to cook it after 125. That when I get to be king, it's going to be against the law to cook a prime rib or a filet past medium.
Well, I have my own opinions, but a wise man once told me, who am I to tell somebody how to eat their steak?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. And then any other tips, like if I was cooking a turkey or a ham or a pork loin or something like that?
Sure. So I would say for a turkey or a pork loin, I like to brine those. And you probably want to get it into brine today. 48 hours is best. So brine is a mixture of sugar, salt, and water, essentially. And then you can infuse any kind of flavoring you want in with that. And let it soak for 2 days in the refrigerator. You pull it out. And then, you know, you follow a similar procedure to roasting the prime rib.
I used to do that when I was a little more ambitious around the grill, and sometimes we'd put cloves or orange slices or apple juice or apple cider in there, right, to flavor the brine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever you like. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. You can get a little bit creative. Just don't get the family mad at you if you use some crazy flavor that they don't like, you know?
I've had meals where that's happened. By the way, somebody texted in and said, hey, can we get oysters carry out at Gibson's Hugo's?
We're not doing oysters. For us, that's a safety issue to send out live shellfish like that.
Yeah,
so we're doing that for the sake of public safety.
Yeah. Just go online, Gibson's...
GibsonSteakhouse.com, and all the links are there and the numbers, and that'll take you to Lux Bar, Gibson's, Hugo's, Cortino, and we'll get you set up for your Easter brunch or dinner or whatever you want to do. Another option for you, if you're having trouble finding proteins in the grocery store, obviously we're selling steaks and roasts, but PurelyMeat.com. They're good friends of ours, and they've kind of modified their business model in this challenging environment, and they're delivering steaks right to your house. So
it all sounds good, and it sounds actually delicious. And I also do like the people that are hustling to get food or products or merchandise or services to people, because everything is upside down right now. So you've got to be clever, and you've got to be as nimble as you can. Daniel, good luck to you guys. Have a great Easter, and thanks for sharing some ideas with us.
John, appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much. Yeah. Happy Easter.
Yeah, continued success, and we'll see you in the joint when the governor allows that. I believe 2024 is the target year now for us.
Don't even joke like that.
The governor wasn't. He said he doesn't want us gathering in large groups until we have...
Well, he said he'd think very hard about it.
I'm going to read the quote here. From my perspective, I do not see how we are going to have large gatherings of people until we have a vaccine.